Developer and director Morris Panych told Stratford Today that he hopes this year's Frankenstein Revived leaves the audience horrified and amazed. "It's going to be completely different from what they could possibly imagine," Panych said. "Which thrills me and excites me, I think. Hopefully, they're going to be very disturbed by it, very excited by it. Horrified, intrigued, and ultimately, very moved by the story." Frankenstein Revived begins preview Sunday at the Avon Theatre, sold out. Developed by Panych from the seminal horror classic by Mary Shelley, Panych said he was drawn to the story by its imagery. "The idea of creating a human from body parts and that human having to learn how to walk and move was very interesting to Panych, who has an interest in movement and music." Additionally, Panych was set on giving Shelley her dues. "We want to, in a very visible and obvious way, make Mary Shelley the author of the story, because in her own time she wasn't really the author of the story. It was taken from her and her name wasn't even on the book originally. So it's our chance to put her on center and watch her construct the story on stage." The original Frankenstein is very literary and in some ways this work is the exact opposite. It has no words or dialogue, being an hour and a half movement piece. With original music by David Coulter, movement choreography by Wendy Gorling, and dance choreography by Stephen Cota, Panych said it was a collaborative development that was difficult at times but also exciting. "That's really the fun of it, to try and find a way to edit it and reorganize it so that it actually makes sense but doesn't use any of the language." Workshops for the piece began pre-pandemic, with an opening date in 2020. After the pandemic, they cancelled the show and shelved the work. After 3 years, most of what they originally developed was scrapped. "There was a simple explanation," offered Panych. "6 years and your mind changes. Your attitude toward the work changes." Marcus Nance, Frankenstein Revived. Photo by Ted Belton. Happy with what his team have created, they have been working to hone the production as finely as possible. As Panych said, it's all about how long they have to work on it. Having staged a version of Moby Dick a number of years ago, Panych heard feedback that the show differed greatly from the book. He explained that he never intended to create a one-to-one adaptation of that book and nor is Frankenstein Revived a one-to-one adaptation of Shelley's book. In fact, Panych does not think that is possible at all. "No matter how many times people try to interpret the Frankenstein story for film or in the theater, it's never going to be the book. If people want the book, they should read the book. Hopefully, this will encourage them to do so." Frankenstein Revived runs until October 28 and has an official opening date of August 24. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit the Stratford Festival's website. Director's Notes is an ongoing series from Stratford Today, featuring interviews with Stratford Festival directors, discussing their project, their scope, and their goals for this year's production. Related. Yvette Nolan promises laughs and lessons in Women of the Fur Trade. Related. Sam White calls Childress Wedding Band a masterpiece. Related. Chris Abraham stages one of Shakespeare's wittiest comedies.